Hello, it's on this day. It is Wednesday the 6th of May. Hope you're having a lovely day wherever you are. The sun looks like it's going to shine again in Liverpool today, which is great. We've had a nice week so far and it looks like it's going to be another nice one today. We're here to talk about three moments, I guess you call them, more today in Liverpool's history, or significant things about today in Liverpool's history, should I say. And to help me out with that, I've got Neil Atkinson and Damey Cavanagh. And we're going to talk, first of all, about a birthday. It's Graeme Souness. It's happy birthday to Graeme Souness. He's 67 today. We're going to go a little bit longer on this one, I would imagine. We've got two games to follow that as well. But there's a lot to pick. Apart with Graeme Souness, not least because he both played and managed the club. So I will start with him as the player. He signed from Middlesbrough for around £350,000 in January 1978. Hugely successful, as I'm sure you'll know. He won 5 league titles, 3 European Cups and 4 League Cups with his time at Liverpool. Made captain halfway through in the summer of 81. The captain was taken off Phil Thompson and given to Graeme Souness, which didn't go down very well at all with Phil Thompson, and started an ongoing fallout that very much continued and had repercussions later on for when Graeme came in as manager. He's a man of many contradictions generally, Damien. You know, life, management, players, but the player one, I guess we'll start with. You know, he's got this reputation as a hard man. You know, the most famous one that I know of is the Dynamo Bucharest captain, who he just lays out. You know, it's so off the ball. You know, it's you know, not even sort of captured, you know, type thing. And, you know, he wasn't the only one who Souness kind of, you know, took exception to in his career. But then he was also nicknamed Champagne Charlie, as someone who sort of fancied himself a little bit and enjoyed the finer things in life.